Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.
The economic fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic has led to many businesses retrenching workers or ceasing hiring altogether. At the same time, businesses are also experiencing the full force of the VUCA, a volatile, uncertain, complex and ambiguous nature of the world. Some companies are using this time to assess their capability gaps and build a talent pipeline for the future. Others in sectors such as healthcare, medical technology and e-commerce are continuing to hire as demand increases for their products and services amid the crisis. However, we're generally seeing an employer's market rather than a job seeker's market, and hiring managers might be tempted to take advantage of the situation to treat job seekers unprofessionally. According to Jamie Lim, group business leader at executive search firm People Search Singapore, no matter the conditions, hiring managers need to treat job seekers fairly, as this could affect your employer brand in the long term. The point is, when the economy recovers and the race for talent resumes, you want to be able to attract the best. A tarnished employer brand could prevent you from doing this. First of all, be clear about your hiring objectives and word your job ad accordingly. This saves both you and job seekers a lot of time and effort. When writing the job description, you should find a comfortable balance between being too specific and too general.
Maybe they want to keep their ad really general and to attract as many write-in and as many applicants as possible, and from there have a short list of potential candidates. Or sometimes they just want to hire for this specific position, but at the same time, they may want to do some talent pipelining for the future. So it's good to have a general sense of the marketplace. But of course, they will spend a lot of time doing that.
Even in an employer's market, while you can afford to adjust salary offers downwards, you should treat job seekers with respect and make the process as predictable as possible.
Say, for example, a candidate goes to a first interview with the company. I think it's always good as part of that experience to let them know how long the interviewing process is going to take and what they should be anticipating. Is that going to be another panel of interviews? Who are going to be involved in the next couple of rounds? How many rounds that would be? Are there going to be assessments that they need to go through? I think it's good to let them know so that an interested candidate can then anticipate how long is the wait and therefore manage their own employment opportunities proper.
In sectors such as healthcare and technology, the speed at which you hire, even during the current crisis, is critical. While you can afford to take more time to make talent decisions during a crisis, because the supply is likely to outstrip demand, taking too long will not help you towards long-term business growth and talent attraction and retention.
Take, for example, technology. People are all looking for the technology hires, and if we're a company that is taking 1 month and 2 months to make the decision, we won't miss out. And so all your hours of effort, from attraction to advertisement, engaging headhunters, we will have to do this again. And that means lost time and lost hours, and that means slower to get into the marketplace. Even with COVID and with the crisis, maybe we can afford a slightly longer time, but still hiring should be made as quick. But again, the balance of not being rash. So we do all the interviews proper, the checks proper before we go into that hire.
Jamie Lim, Group Business Leader of executive search firm People Search Singapore.
Supercharging Careers with Howie Lim on Money FM 89.3.